Blog Talk Radio.
Magic Radio. I am your host. My name is Ron Eich, and if you are new to the show, I am an angel intuitive, certified angel card reader, Reiki practitioner, jack of all trades, and we are working with the fairies today, as well as Archangel Raphael, to bring some healing in and that spring, fun, joyful energy. I can just feel the energy right now of everyone joining in. I can feel the fairies. There's lots of joy, lots of happiness. And that's what nature and the fairies are all about. You know, yesterday I was walking through the park. I have a park by my house, and it's my favorite, absolute favorite place. And I just feel this sense of peace when I'm there, and I wanted to connect with the fairies. So I'm walking, you know, and I found this spot. And I just knew at this spot I would feel this connection with the fairies. So I'm sitting there, and I'm getting this feeling that they're there. Now, I got to tell you, if you try to communicate with fairies, sometimes you might think you're making it up in your head. You know, I pick up messages, but it's almost like when you channel something, you have to just trust what comes through. So if you're new to connecting with the fairies, you might find that sometimes you might think you're imagining stuff. Like, did I just see that? Or did I just feel that? Or am I making that up? So trust that what you're receiving is actually a message, as long as your heart is pure and your intentions are pure. So anyways, I want to share this with you. So I'm connecting with the fairies, and I'm getting the message for all of us from the fairies on manifestation. And they wanted me to share this with you. And they wanted me to share that part of the frustration of the human condition and our human manifestations is that we are too attached to the outcome. We put out our intention, we put out our request to the universe, and then we get too worried about it. We get too particular about how it's supposed to be. You know, it's got to be like this, and it's got to happen on this day, and it has to be this particular way. It's almost like, you know, if you put a ham into the oven, you know, you're going to let it cook. You set the timer, and when it's done, you take it out of the oven. You're not checking, like, every second, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? You know, I mean, if you are, I mean, sometimes we do that, but, you know, you're letting all the heat out of the oven, and you're not letting it cook. The same can be true to your manifestations. You put out the intention into the universe, and you become detached. Now, becoming detached is a difficult thing to do, and that's one of the main things as we go through evolution and ascension that we learn how to do, is to just accept things, accept the way things are, and to become in that state of peace where you can be okay with what's happening around you. You're in that center where no matter what's happening, no matter what drama's going on, no matter what crazy things are happening in the world, we're just in that place of center and peace and understanding that it's all perfection, that it's all amazing. So I wanted to share that with you from the fairies and hope that it helps you to understand that we are powerful manifestors, but we have to put out our request and just let it go to the universe and not become attached to the outcome. Just let it happen the way it's supposed to happen. So if you're feeling some frustration about that, I want to share that with you. Hopefully that brought some messages for you. And I also was guided to pull a card for us from a deck of cards that I really enjoy working with. It's called Messages from Your Angels from Doreen Virtue. In fact, I think it's actually one of her first card decks. And the reason I like this card deck is because the messages are just very simple. And they just really are a good starting deck if you're just starting out with Oracle cards. And I work with them a lot, and I pulled a card for everyone. And when you ask a question to cards, if you're new to working with cards, by the way, the more specific question you get, the more specific answer you receive. So if you ask a general question, you get a general answer. And my question was, what do all of us on Ascension Magic Radio need to know, and what angel is working with us? And no surprise, the angel that came out was Archangel Michael. And it's interesting because before I did the show, I was guided to kind of connect with Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is the angel of protection, the angel who will protect our space, give us courage, give us confidence, and help us to move forward with our life purpose. And what I'd like to do is, before I get to the phone lines, I'd like to do a brief meditation to work with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael and all the rest of the guidance that comes through to clear any blocks that might be blocking us, to remove fears and obstacles, and help us to have the courage to move forward with our life purpose, with what we're here to do, and to basically push aside some of these distractions that can creep up into our life, whether we create them or whether they're just, you know, they're put there through chance, which I don't believe in chance, but some people do. So we're just going to do this quick meditation, about 3 to 5 minutes here, and I invite you all to just find a space where you can join in, and let's just collectively put our energies together on healing. So I'm going to put on some music, and we'll get started. So thank you, everyone, for joining me today on this beautiful Saturday, the Saturday before Easter. And I know many of us are putting out our intentions, connecting with Jesus and the Christ energy at this time of year. There's a lot of other energies going on. We have the spring equinox just happened, and we have the full moon. We have all these energies right now. And from all these energies, it can create some discord or confusion. So what we're going to do is ask the Archangel Michael to be with all of us right now on this call and everyone that is listening, whether they're listening now live or on playback, that Archangel Michael's beautiful, strong strength will be over us now. And we ask Archangel Michael to come with his band of mercy and his sword of light to remove any attachments to fear, any attachments to worry and stress, lack, limitation, anything that's holding us back at this time, to gently clear that away, to untangle the cords that have been keeping us tangled in drama and stress and confusion. And as well to heal any past life things that might be affecting us at this time. Feel him now coming in like a vacuum cleaner, vacuuming up your energy, clearing away any limitations, blocks. And he's saying not to worry, not to worry. There is enough money for you. There is enough time. There's enough love. There's enough energy. And he's giving us a push to push in the direction of our heart and what we feel guided to do to make this world a better place. And we see all those doors opening. See them opening. Walk through those doors. Accept all the opportunities that come your way now. Now we're seeing also Archangel Uriel come in with Archangel Uriel, the angel of light, that's illuminating our path for us, showing us the way. We also feel Archangel Metatron. Metatron is the angel that will clear and balance your chakras. We're asking Archangel Metatron, please balance, align our chakras and our energies so that we may be clear and aligned and feel free at this moment. And now, he's showing me a door, and you have a key in your hand. Put that key in the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door to your pure potential, all the dreams and inspirations you have. And walk through that door. And feel all your dreams coming true. Feel the energy around you of the fairies, of the angels, opening up your heart. And we're sending out this love now, this peace that we feel to the entire planet. Encircling the planet with a beautiful glow a violet glow that transmutes lower energy. Bright light till our planet is becoming a beacon of light, shining out into the universe. And this light is in the hearts of all men and all women, all children, all animals, all beings on this planet. They feel this healing now. We are light. We are love. You are light. You are love. There is no separation from you and God and everything in the universe. Feel this peace now and feel the old energy lifting up from the planet, drifting away into the ethereal realm, so that there is a new planet of love and light. And we have leaders that truly represent the people that are of integrity and honesty and bringing forth this new vibration into this planet now. And anyone that needs healing right now, we offer this healing to them. And we ask also that this radio show today, all the readings are very positive, bring blessings to everyone. And so it is. Ah, isn't that lovely? I love doing that. And I want to thank you all for joining me. I'm seeing lots of rainbows, so your energy's here. I hope that you feel that energy. And I see the lots of golden energy, too, coming in, which is the gold. It's the pure energy of your higher self. And the violet energy, too, bringing forth that higher plane, your higher self anchoring in with you. And there's a lot of high vibrational people joining me today on the show, and I'm really grateful for that. And I'm going to take some phone calls. And I'm working with Oracle cards today. I also work with my own intuition. I have a lot of different Oracle card decks out there. And I'm so excited to be taking your calls because I love helping you and sharing with you and learning from you. And it's just something I love doing every week. So thank you for being a part of it. And if you also would like to check out my Facebook page, go on to facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I oftentimes will do readings on there. And if you want a professional reading, if I don't get through on the phone lines, you can check out my website, ascensionmagic.com. So the way I will do this, if you're new to the show, I do not have a call screener. So I will say your area code, and then I'll get you on the line. And if you could just share your name with everyone and the reason why you're calling, we will get started. So I'm going to come up here to the first call. It looks like you're calling from area code 805. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm doing fantastic. Did you like that meditation?
Yes, very nice.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
How can I help you today?
I just wanted to know if I was going to meet someone soon or if more money's coming in, and these are two things that just haven't been able to develop.
Okay, so we're asking about a lot of things. I do feel the elemental energy, like, really strong with you. It's so sweet. You have lots of elemental energy, like, all around you. There's fairies and unicorns and all this. And I'm actually going to work with a deck of cards. I have this Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck that I'm going to use to kind of get some insights. And I'm going to also connect with your energy and get what I'm feeling. I also see Archangel Raphael with you too, which tells me that you are a healer, or you're asking for healing. There's some type of healing work. I think that's what I'm getting, is that you are some type of healer, whether you work in a healing profession, or you're a healer with your words. There's some type of healing around you that you do, and I'm also feeling a little bit of anxiety in your solar plexus area, which I think that that's due to the fact that you're worrying about your next direction and where to go. You know, are my needs going to be met? Am I going to be able to do what I really want to do? You know, and I'm also seeing, for some reason, they're showing me children. So something about working with children or having children around you and working with them in that space. There's something about that. So I'm just sharing what comes through me. They're telling me to tell you that there's nothing that you have to worry about, but it's like you have to take it each step at a time. And what you do is you reach out and you connect with the angels and you ask them for signs and for, like, some type of, like, a next step to take. and then you follow that step. It's almost like a breadcrumb, and the more that you follow those breadcrumbs, it leads to a slice of bread, and it leads to a loaf, and then it leads you to your feast, which symbolically is just everything that you're hoping for. And you're very open to the messages. You are hearing the messages of your angels. They want you to know that, and they particularly communicate with you in your sleep at night when you dream. You've been getting a lot of dreams, it seems like. They're showing me that,
yeah.
And you're a very wise soul as well, and you do work with Archangel Uriel, too. Uriel's that angel of light that illuminates, and you're a very old soul, so you have that energy coming in. So that's the first thing that I'm sharing. You do have the fairies around you, see, so the fairies are the manifestors. So when you're out in nature, do you connect with them and ask them to help you manifest?
I do.
Okay, awesome. So that's probably what I'm picking up on, because they're saying there's nothing that you need to worry about. And they're also showing me, I don't know, I'm seeing like a car, like a red car. So I don't know what that means. It could be symbolic, like a car is moving forward with your life, but it also is, it's like a sports car they're showing me. It's like, you know, it's like, it's almost like having fun with it. And it's like, you know, have fun with the manifestations that you're going to be bringing forth. We don't have to worry.
Well, I did get a new car.
You just got a new car?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Duh. I'm like, why are they showing me a red car? Is it red?
No, it's silver.
Okay, but I just saw it was like they're showing me the sports car. So that's funny. Okay, so I'm going to actually draw some cards for you, and we're going to ask.
Okay.
I'm going to ask, what do you need to know the most right now? Because that is the most specific question I can ask. And what do you need to know right now to help you on your journey that'll bring you blessings and inspirations? Okay, so I'm drawing two cards here. Okay, so one card is, it's saying you've been working really hard. It's time to just relax and rest a little bit. You've been really pushing yourself and really been like, you just want so bad to get to that next place you're getting at, but it's saying the time will come. Just take some time to rest and meditate a little bit and to just be appreciative of all that comes to you, because the next card in here says, have faith. It says your prayers are manifesting, remain positive, and follow your guidance. So it's exactly what I was saying. Everything that you've been asking for will be made manifest. It's just giving it time to happen in the way it's supposed to happen. Now, they want me to actually go to this other deck of cards, too. I'm going to work with the Angel Tarot, because I like working with that deck of cards, and they give more specific answers. So I'm going to kind of ask, let's ask about finances. That's exactly what you were thinking about. So let's see what the angels want you to know about that, and I'll see what I pick up on. I'm kind of feeling, too, as I'm shuffling, that in the next, like, 3 to 5 months, you're going to see some changes happening for you. That's when things are really going to start picking up. But they want you to notice the little things along the way. You know, like, if you find, like, a dime or a quarter, it's like, oh, a gift from the universe. Those little things will add up to bigger things. It's just paying attention to those little signs. The card that I drew from the Angel Tarot, it's awakening. It's the Archangel Gabriel, who is the angel of communications and expressions. But if you could see the picture of the card, it's upside down, which is basically saying, look at this from another perspective. This is only temporary. There's a whole new realm of possibilities coming to you if you're just open to those possibilities, which it sounds like you are. And the last card that I pulled for you is the Three of Fire, which is an excellent card because it says abundance. Things are looking very good. Have patience. It's about making long-term plans. So if you could see the card, there's a little girl looking up at a volcano that's erupting, and the volcano erupting is representative of you know, explosion of passion and abundance and time and everything you're looking for, but it's off in the distance, you know, and it's like, that's what I said, like 3 to 5 months-ish, it's what I was picking up on. But they want you to pay attention to those little signs that you're seeing along the way, those little breadcrumbs that you've been getting. Have you been getting like little signs along the way?
Yeah, like in my dreams, I'd wake up and then I'd get a sense like you're going to go up the ladder. I felt that the other day, and that, you know, somehow, I don't know how, but, you know, some abundance is coming maybe through a marriage or something like that, but I'm going to be going up the ladder. Like, yeah.
Ooh, the ladder is also symbolic of ascension, which is what we're all going through. We're all, like, evolving and raising up our energy, and that's exactly what we're all doing. So that also is a metaphor for that. But I keep hearing, they're telling me to tell you to pay attention. They're wanting you to pay attention to these little things. So they're going to be giving you little signs, feathers, coins, anything. Keep paying attention to those things, and remember the signs that you're getting. You know, you can always ask for a sign too. Ask for a sign of how you're supposed to proceed, and just be open to what comes along your way, because they are communicating with you. They are helping you, like I said, especially in your dreams. So so overall, just like to sum up what I was saying, 3 to 5 months is kind of what I'm seeing, more like a change in your energy, a change in abundance. But the miracles happen as long as you are open to receiving it and letting it happen, and just try to relax a little bit more with it and let it take its course, and it's going to happen. That's just what I'm picking up on for you.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. I'm getting a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not
going to stop
that.
Awesome. I'm going to do one more thing for you. You know, I have this, I drink a lot of tea, and the caps of my tea have little quotes. And I collect them. And the quote that I drew for you, it says, "Only a person who risks is free." Ooh. Only a person who risks is free. So when you feel those, you know, those opportunities coming your way, it's okay for you to take them. It's okay for you to take that risk and move forward, because you'll be taken care of. That's what the message is for you today. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Donna.
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Mom. Thank you for calling.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Did you have a nice Easter, too?
Thank you. You too. Happy Easter.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right, so let's see who am I going to take next. I'm going to go to 928. I'm not going to get you on the line here. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Short and sweet, huh?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm good. Can I get your name?
Elfina.
What is it?
Elfina.
Elfina. Hi, how can I help you today, hon?
I'm actually have a question. I'm interested in someone right now, and I'm wondering if there's a possibility that it could turn into a relationship.
Okay. So I'm going to actually connect with – I actually want to work with the fairies on this one.
Do you need his name?
Well, the name would be helpful. Yeah, you can give me the name.
Pedro.
Pedro. Right. Okay, so let me connect. All right, so first of all, I feel like I feel the love energy in my heart. But what I'm feeling right now that it's more coming from you than it is from him. It doesn't mean there's no love there, but I feel like it, like from you, it's like you're pouring out your heart, and that's what you've been reaching out to the angels for some guidance on. So let me see what comes up, and
okay.
I'm going to think about you and Pedro. And I'm going to ask the fairies here. Okay. So the first, I'm drawing cards. So the first card that I drew, it says higher consciousness. So there's a couple of things this card could mean. It's saying that I feel when I look at this card, it's wanting you to look at the situation from a higher perspective. You know, it's wanting you to look at it from a soul perspective, from a we're all connected perspective. And I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show when I was talking about becoming detached from the outcome. Did you hear that part of what I was saying?
Yes, I did.
And I kind of think that that's what it's saying. It's like we have these manifestations that we want, and we have these dreams and these feelings, but it's wanting you to look at it from a higher plane of what your soul truly is desiring. That's what I feel. I'm also getting a message, something about body movement, like exercise, or you know, going out doing yoga, something to move your body that will help you to just feel more connected, so that you can release stress and you can like hear the messages that you're getting from the angels. So that's just what I'm getting from the cards. Let me see what else comes up here. I'm going to keep working with this here and see what I feel. It's like I said, when I first tapped in, I feel like it's more coming from your energy than it is from his energy. Like there's more heart energy coming out from you than there is coming from him. I kind of feel like he's a little bit unsure about relationships in general, because there might be because of relationships he's had that hasn't worked out. And I'm also getting something to do with mother figure in his life, because the relationships we have with women are based often on the relationship with our mother. So there's something with mom energy there that is how he's looking at this relationship. So I'm not sure exactly. That's just what I'm picking up on. But I'm feeling to just kind of relax a little bit, you know, to let it flow the way it's supposed to flow naturally. If he is, you know, ready to be on the same level as you, you'll know, but you can't really like force the issue too much. You have to let it be the way it's supposed to be. That's what I'm feeling guided. I want to actually work with Archangel Raphael here too, because Raphael is the angel of relationships and healing, and I'm going to see what comes forth on Raphael here. Give me just a second. Okay. Yeah, I'm just getting to become a little more detached, and there's something about, this is really interesting, but there's something about children came up. The card children came up. Does that make sense to you? I'm not sure why that card would come up.
Children as in, like, what do you mean, like?
Well, because I was asking, I'm shuffling the cards, and I'm thinking about the relationship with you and him and how it's going to work out, and this card children came up. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what this card means here. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know.
do either of you have children?
Yeah, he has children, but I don't.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's why I'm like, why would children come up? Okay. So there's something about the children in this relationship that's a factor, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but that's that they're wanting you to pay attention to that, because the other card that I drew, yeah, it's something, because it's just children in general. So trust what you feel when this card comes up. I'm trying to see what I get. I think, have you've met his children before, right?
No, we're not that serious. It's just like right now, I'm very interested. It's in the talking phase of the whole situation, and I'm just wondering if there's a possibility of a relationship.
That makes a lot of sense.
No, I have not met
that makes
children.
Sense. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'm getting for you to just let it go and just to trust and let it take its place the way it's supposed to. The last card that I drew, it says to leave a stressful situation behind. So in other words, don't put too much worry and stress on it. Just let it be the way it's supposed to be. And if it's going to manifest, it will. That's kind of, honestly, that's what I'm getting the most right now, hun.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And I hope you have a wonderful Easter.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go down to, and it's the next call we're going to take. We're going to go to 734. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Oh, I was just wondering, this question may be too specific. I was just wondering, how many more grandchildren will I have?
How many more grandchildren will you have?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a hard thing for me to... I'll do my best to see what I pick up on. I got to say, though, that's getting, like, specific numbers like that, it's not always something that I'm, like, super skilled at. So I'll whatever comes forth for you, I'll share.
Okay.
I'm going to actually, okay, so I'm going to connect with your energy here. Hmm. I'm thinking of your question. Okay. So I'm actually drawing cards too. Now, what's weird is there's, and I'm just going to share what comes into my head. The number 7, like, pops into my head. Now, I don't know if that means you're going to have 7 grandchildren or if you already have 7 grandchildren, but 7 popped into my head for some reason. Something about 7.
Okay.
and I'm just trusting what comes into my head. As I'm drawing cards, there's a message for you about empowerment. It's saying you're more powerful than you realize. It is safe for you to be powerful. So the angels and, you know, the dolphins and the fairies and everything, they're wanting you to feel more empowered. So perhaps it's your sense of empowerment comes from that maternal energy, because you feel that sense of, you know, that sense of completion, that sense of purpose that comes from there. I drew another card, and the card is protection. But what's interesting is that if you could see the picture, she's holding a little baby in her arms. So it feels to me like, you know, there is more grandchildren coming, but I, you know, as far as like a number, it's like I'm not really getting a number on that. Let me work with one more deck of cards here. Give me a second.
Okay.
I'm going to work with, which one here? About, okay, I'm going to work with this deck of cards and see what message comes forth for you. So give me just a minute.
Okay.
Okay. So again, this is interesting. Like, I'm thinking the question, will Nancy have more grandchildren? And again, the self-respect card comes up. So the reason I think this is interesting, because when I put it together with the empowerment card, it seems like you're getting a message from the angels of taking care of yourself and appreciating yourself and valuing yourself, because the tendency for women a lot of times historically has been to be the one who gives everything, you know, like who gives to the family and who gives, but doesn't always receive or doesn't always give back to herself. And I feel like that's what the message is for you from the angels, is they're really wanting you to take your power back and to know that you deserve good things, to know that you can appreciate the many wonderful things that the universe has to offer you. Because I feel like there's been relationships in your past that haven't always been respectful of you, you know, and it's important that you put out the intention that I deserve the best. I only deserve wonderful things, and only good comes to me, because that's what will come to you when you put out that intention. But overall, I'm getting just like I said, I'm getting the message for you to just take back that power and to just truly believe in yourself and to know that you deserve nothing but the best. Now, I'm going to actually draw one more card for you. Where's this deck of cards at? I compare this. This deck of cards I like because it's all about that feminine energy. This is a goddess oracle from Doreen Virtue, and this will kind of tap into that feminine side and give us a message. So give me just a second here. I'm going to see what the angels want you to know right now.
Okay.
Okay. So the message for you is about purification, and it's saying it's time for a cleansing of your body and your mind, and it's just letting go of what doesn't serve you, old relationships, any kind of energy that was, you know, inherited through parental influences or any kind of energy that might have been putting you down or making you feel less than yourself. It's time to cleanse that away. There's a lot of water in the picture, and it's a woman who's holding a chalice. The chalice makes me feel, kind of reminds me of church in a way. It's interesting because I know this is Easter weekend here. So something about you just cleansing yourself and allowing yourself to really to take back that power and to know that you deserve it. And I don't know, I hope this makes sense to you, because this is what's coming through me.
Huh, that's interesting, because I think I do a pretty good job of taking my power. But, but yeah, I have very much maternal instincts, and
yes.
I've had 3 grandchildren in the last 4 years, And
wow.
I have two children, so I wonder, maybe I will have seven. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I just heard the number seven pop into my head, and I do get the sense of more coming. And you have to remember that even though we ask for something, we oftentimes get what we need. So they're just wanting you to maybe look at that a little bit more of how you receive, how you take care of yourself. Because the tendency of mother nurturing energy is to give, but also make sure you're receiving as much as you give. That's all it's saying to you.
Uh-huh. Right. And I think I can see that too, because I do give a lot to the grandchildren, and I ask for nothing in return.
Yeah. You know,
a lot of time and energy. And I put everything on the back burner while I'm with them. So, yep, I can see that.
Okay,
all right. Well, that's interesting.
I hope that's been helpful for you, Nancy. And I hope that you have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking my call. Thank you for the
reading. Of course.
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, God
thank
bless you,
Yoni. Thank you, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go down to my next call. You're calling from 443. I'm going to get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Oh, is this my friend Kathy, who I know?
No.
Oh, okay. I have a couple of Kathy's friends who call in all the time.
Okay.
So this is a different Kathy. How are you, Kathy?
Well, I do follow your show, and I follow you on Facebook.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
Great.
How can I help you?
Maybe I'd like to know about my spiritual journey. What's next?
Okay. That's perfect. You know, I'm going to actually work with the life purpose cards on this one, because that's going to help us with that. And actually, you know what, I got this new deck of cards I've been working with called the Archangel Power Tarot cards, and they're really, really good with helping us move forward. So I'm going to work with them, and I'm going to see what comes forth. They're showing me lots of violet and bluish kind of color. Violet is the color of transformation, the color of just getting rid of what no longer serves us. Archangel Michael's showing me his shield, like he's giving you his shield. Like, so you're protected. Like, you've been asking for it. He's been giving you the shield. He's saying you are protected. There's nothing that you need to worry about. You're guarded, you're protected. So he's showing me the shield, and he wants you to do that more regularly. Shield your house, shield your car, shield your home, everything. Like, continually to shield and clear. You might want to actually, too, like, smudge,
shield
like
my
some
job.
Sage. That's your job?
No, I said shield my job, too. I do have sage at home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're wanting you to sage, like to just clear energy away. And it just kind of let the old, you know, go away. Because you've been clearing. And this is like, okay, really, really let the stuff go. Like, that's what it's wanting you to do. Because this is what I'm getting. You have some etheric cords that are connected to old situations. They're connected to the place you live. They're connected to your job. They're connected to, you know, people. And what happens is that unless we cut these cords etherically, it's hard for us to move forward. So you might be mentally ready to move forward, but maybe spiritually you're connected to these things. So let's do this. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come with his sword of light. He's right there, and he's actually got his arms wrapped around you, and he's actually protecting you. He wants you to know you're safe. He's lifting you up, and he's coming. I'm going to have him clear your space. He's clearing your whole house, clearing your job, clearing your energy, and he's actually clearing your body, too, a little bit as well. But right now, he's actually really working on your space, where you live, and they're wanting to cut cords to, like, old family stuff, old family beliefs, old family just things that are not your soul. You're not your family's history. You're not your heredity. You are you. You are your soul. You're your light. And that's what they're wanting you to focus on. Okay, so your house is clean. And now he's taking a sort of light. He's cutting any kind of cords of attachment that are attaching you to anything that's not serving you, anything that's you wanted to let go of. It's like you're dropping the armor. It's what I see, and you're getting up and you're walking. It's almost like I see, like, someone who's been in a wheelchair, who's getting up and walking for the first time. It's like, you know what, I can do this. It's going to be shaky and scary, but it's like, you know what, I can do this. And you just take those steps. That's what I'm seeing. It's like get up out of that chair, get up and go walk and do what you're supposed to do. And I also see Archangel Raphael that's healing you, and I'm also getting Archangel Metatron that's clearing your chakras, because you have a tendency to you can put yourself down, but that's not your own stuff. That's from what people have told you in the past, family members
right.
or people that in your past. That's not your stuff. Don't give that
mm-hmm.
energy. Don't give
yeah.
that energy. So the violet color is important because it's like the violet flame is coming up inside of you and it's burning up all these old things that aren't serving you. And again, they keep showing me like someone who's like getting up and walking for the first time. It's like you're finally getting up and moving. Are you thinking about moving too, by the way?
Yeah, in the next couple of years.
Okay. Yeah, because
a whole new, like retiring from my job, moving, starting like over.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So I'm going to get some insights from Archangel Michael and the Angel Tarot to what are your next steps to help you move forward? How can we help Kathy to move forward on her journey, to give her inspiration? And how can we help Kathy with her next steps to move forward as she proceeds on her journey? Okay. As I'm shuffling too, I'm getting the sense of a lot of forgiveness work on Dad. Like you've done a lot of forgiveness work on that. Like you really have. And it's like letting it go. Like you're really letting it go. The cards that I'm drawing for you, okay, the first mm-hmm. one, it's from the Power Tarot, and it's the Seven of Michael, and it says there's a better course of action available. Working alone may not be the best answer. And I don't feel like it's working alone in the sense like with people necessarily. It's like working with angels, like working with your energetic team of helpers that are with you. If you could see the card, there's two paths, and the one path, it's beautiful and sunny and green, and the other path is like this dark and gloomy. And there's a person walking on the gloomy path. His back is turned. He can't see that there's this whole green path if he just would turn. The Archangel Michael is showing him, hey, look, there's this other way for you. There's this other path for you. And that's what your angels have been telling you for so many years, that you can be happy. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. It's just sometimes, and this has been the message, it seems, today, is empowerment, is sometimes you've made other people happy at the sacrifice of yourself, and now it's time in your soul for you, you're changing your contract to make yourself happy. You're tying up loose ends, and you're really moving forward to make things happen in your life. Is this making sense so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've dropped old friends that no longer serve me, and,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Like you said, working on myself.
I love that. I love that.
And don't give. Here's the other. I used to be a giver, and so now I don't give like I used to give.
Oh.
I mean, it's not that I'm mean or anything, but you know, working on myself.
Well, you don't want to not give. The key is to find a balance of giving and receiving, to be in the flow.
Right.
You want to give and receive, like the ocean when you're standing on the beach. And the tide just comes and it goes back and forth like that. That's what it's
right.
like. It's this flow of giving and receiving, giving and receiving. So try to be in that flow, you know, giving and receiving as many times as you can throughout the day. A few more messages for you, Kathy. The next one says, positive thoughts create positive results. So in other words, whatever it is that you put out there in the universe is going to be manifest. You just have to believe it. Just go for it. There's
right.
nothing stopping you. Let it happen. And let's see, I want to draw one more card for you. Okay. So the next card that came out, and it actually sort of jumped out, it's the Moon card. And the Moon card is associated with Archangel Haniel. Haniel is the angel that opens up our clairvoyance, opens up our intuition. So it's you opening up your intuition. But what's interesting is that she's, if you could see the picture, she's sort of like tied to a post as if to say that there are things that are holding you back that are keeping you tied, but they're not really real. It's just give yourself the permission to release those fears and to let go. Was this full moon that just happened powerful for you? Did you get a lot of insights, like dreams or energy from it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, because that's also what this card means too, is that full moon, you're really sensitive to the moon cycles, and you're the moon is just something that you're connected with, and it's also connecting with that feminine energy within yourself. And on that note too, you know what, that just reminds me, I'm going to draw one more card. I got this feminine deck here. Let's give you a final message, and then I'm going to get to my next call. So let's see. I'm going to see, what do you need to know right now is what I'm asking. Okay. So the message for you is to be strong. You are stronger than you think, and your strength assures a happy outcome. The goddess on the card, if you could see the cards, her name is Sekhmet, and I'll spell it for you because you can Google it. It's Sekhmet, and I don't really know much about her, but I can look it in the guidebook. I'll tell you a little bit about her. She's an Egyptian sun goddess who was married to the Egyptian deity Ptah. Her name means strong and mighty. She's connected with lions, symbolizing her fiercely protective nature, and sometimes appears with a lion's head and a human body. So you can call upon her to shore up your strength and to gain that power. That's what I think you really need, is that lioness energy. So Archangel Ariel would be really good too. Ariel and Sekhmet, you can call upon. They come into your dreams. They will also work to cut cords, clear your energy, and help to connect you with that feminine energy. They're showing me like someone, this is going to sound funny, but I'm seeing like an image of like a belly dancer. I know that sounds funny, but it's like when, you know, with those images though, those people who do that, they're so in touch with their feminine side. And it's like, they just show that sensual kind of like femininity. And that's what you kind of need right now, is that feminine, like, just, you know, just go out and let it loose and let it just flow.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what, that's what I'm getting for you. So just maybe, maybe like take a course, or go, I don't know, go see someone like a dancer or something, or just move your body like that. And that, I think that will help you. But you're strong, you're powerful, and, you know, continue to move forward, you know, keep on working on the forgiveness stuff that you've been doing, and know that things are going to work out if you believe. Yep, they definitely do. Well, you got through, so that's definitely the way it goes.
Oh, thank you so much.
I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to wish you a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Okay, I'm going to get to another call here. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go to my next call. I'm going to go to Gail. Gail's been in the chat room, and I see she's on line 808. Hi, Gail.
Hi. All my questions turned in. Yeah.
I saw you in the chat room, honey. I'm sorry. So Gail's asking a question. I'm sorry that you lost your boyfriend.
Yeah. It was in a surfing accident. We're together for 16 years. Yeah, we're definitely soulmates, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry for your loss. You know, I just want to share that mediumship, it's not my strong suit. It's not something that I'm strong at. But you know, I can work with the angels to try to bring messages for you, and
okay.
I can see what comes forth and anything that I can do to help you. I kind of
don't know what to do next. You know.
Yeah, I do feel that you're in a good place though, considering, you know, that was a tragic loss for sure. I do want to point out to you though that you want to be sure that you don't close down your heart though, because they're showing me that, because I'm looking at your heart, and they were showing me like a picture of a rock or a stone, which means like it's like you're closed down your heart a little bit, because maybe part of it was not feeling, you don't want to feel the pain, or that you when you're doing that, it's a way to protect yourself. And
yeah,
you know, like I know I'm not a medium, but I know from working with other mediums of friends that I have that death is not the end, that your boyfriend is with you on the other side, and he
right.
works. Do you ask him to give you a sign or a message that he's there?
Yeah, I know he's around. I mean, I go to the ocean because he's obviously, you know, part of the ocean now, and that was his love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he's around, and I have his dog, you know, with me, you know. So he loved his dog, and the dog's been, you know, in here with me, hanging with me all the whole time, you know.
He's wanting you to move forward. He's wanting you to be happy. They're showing me a lot. He's showing me a lot of pink. Like, he's touching your heart with pink. He's really opening your heart right now. Something about the color pink, like pink flowers, pink roses.
Yeah, pink's my favorite color. He knows pink.
They're showing me pink, like pink's opening up. And he's wanting you to just give yourself permission that it's okay. He's saying it's okay for you, and if when you're ready to go and be with someone that's going to make you happy, because he's in a place where he's happy, and he wants you to be truly happy.
Of course.
And that
yeah.
love that you share, mm-hmm. that love that you share is never going to go away. It's always there. It's always with you. And there's a lot that you share, and you still have the dog, which he's, you know, with you through the dog. I want to actually send you some healing energy, hon, because I can feel how much this is painful for you. And I'm going to work with Archangel Michael to just protect you and make you feel safe. I'm going to send
okay.
Archangel Azrael, who is just the angel of death, to help you, comfort you, and also Archangel Raphael. And we're going to just send you healing energy to give you the space to grieve and to release, to move
forward.
Yeah, I
never had so much anxiety, you know, ever in my life, you know.
It's okay. Just breathe, hon. It's okay. They're sending you healing energy. Just let it sink in. And it's coming down through your whole body, through your feet. And it's like they're showing me the ocean. You're on the ocean all the time. It's like when you're at the ocean, imagine that the ocean, when the tide comes in, that it's giving you the beautiful energy and healing. And when it goes out, that it's just taking away all your pain, taking away all your troubles. That's what it's doing. It's like the ocean's coming in, and it's filling you up with beautiful love and infinite joy. And it's going out, and it's taking away all your troubles. And it's helping you to just move forward. That's something that you can do on a regular basis. And when you're in the ocean, when you're in the salt water itself will help to clear your energy. It'll help to
right.
purify you,
yeah.
help to detoxify
right.
you. It's really, really powerful. I think that this event is a really huge spiritual awakening for you, Gail. I really do. I feel like this is something that's triggering a awakening and a remembering of a part of you from a long time ago. And it seems like it's hard to grasp, but everything happens for a reason and everything is a lesson. So try to look for what it is that you're learning. Try to look for what you're remembering, because the angels are with you. And they're showing me like doves. Have you been seeing a lot of doves around you lately, or a lot of white birds?
I have doves in my yard, you know.
Okay, because those are also messages from your boyfriend and messages from the angels, and they're just telling you that it's okay to move past this. It's okay that you're stronger than you realize. I'm actually wanting to work with this deck of cards that I have called Flower Therapy Cards, because something about the pink flower really drew my interest. So I'm going to see what the angels are wanting you to know right now.
Yeah, he used to bring me flowers all the time.
I love it. See, that makes sense. Okay, so let's see.
Yeah.
What do they want you to know right now? Okay, so the flower that came up for you, it's the sweet pea, and it's a beautiful, again, it's this beautiful pink flower, it's the pink flower. But it says, your wishes are coming true. What your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day. It's getting closer each day. And just give yourself permission to move forward on that. Reach for the stars. Has your family been working with you to help you through this time, too?
No, I don't really have that much family. Only a couple of members, but they're on the mainland in California. No, and his family passed on. Except for, you know, his aunt did fly over here from Maui. It's been helping me a lot. But it's not only just with the passing. It's like I have to deal with the legal system, too. You know, we're not married, and I I have to go to court just to see if they'll let me stay in the house and everything, because now they own the house. So I'm like, do you see any kind of outcome? Like,
I know, like financial or something.
Yeah.
Let me ask. Okay, so let me think about this. All right, so the card that I drew as I'm shuffling, I drew the Magician card, which is Archangel Raziel, and it's saying that you are ready, you have the resources to manifest everything in your life. Life is magical. So in other words, things are going to work out. You have the magic. It's just you haven't been noticing it. It's like they're wanting you to just trust and to notice the magic that you have to really create any situation in your life. Don't give in to worries and fears of how things might possibly go wrong, because you're going to create that.
I wake up with like panic attacks, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, my girlfriend is staying with me right now because I was completely alone, you know.
But you're not alone.
I'm trying to be positive. Yeah, no, I'm trying to be positive, but it's just something I've never experienced in my life. And it's just like, you know, everything at once, you know. And I was just like sitting here in my house alone, freaking out and worrying about him and the courts. And, you know what I mean? It was just like, you know. And then, you know, my cat passed away a couple of weeks ago, too. And we had him since he was 12, you know. And I'm like, oh my God, everything at once, you know.
Yeah, it's a lesson for you. I know it's hard to understand, hun, but it's a lesson for you. And you're not alone, because I drew another card. It's saying your guardian angel's with you. You're always surrounded by people who protect you and love you. Just know that. Believe that. You deserve to receive that. I have to wrap up our call, hun, because I only have like a minute or so left in the show.
Okay.
But I want to let you know that I'm going to continue to pray for you and sending you love and energy. And all my listeners who are listening, if you would like to please send energy to Gail to help her through this difficult time, I'm sure she would greatly, greatly appreciate it, Gail. But please know that I'm continuing to send you healing energy, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
And he's always there with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, we can keep talking in the chat room if you want, okay? But God bless you, hun. You're welcome. I want to thank you all for joining me today on this show. Please know, if I did not get to your call, there's always a message for you. That's my intention. We heal each other. We help each other. And if you liked the show, I would appreciate it if you could please click follow on Blog Talk Radio. That'll keep you informed with new episodes. And it'll also help to promote my show. And you could also check out my website again, ascensionmagic.com. Facebook.com/AscensionMagic. I'll be on the air again next week, and I think next week I might be doing realm readings again. Those are fun. We get to find out, you know, if you're a wizard or a fairy or an incarnated angel, and it's a lot of fun, and it brings blessings to everyone, and I just love doing these shows. So I hope that wherever you are, that you enjoy your Easter weekend and that you're enjoying the spring weather. And remember, like I always tell you guys every week, all is well, and we'll end with some love.